This poem is based on a photograph from the archive of T.S. Eliot at Cambridge. Vivienne with household gods. It is a matter between two wives, living and dead, and who can guess where one ends and the other, in shortened enumerated breaths, begins that loveless phrase of emptied rooms and unpeopled letters, yours in eternity. One, colloidal with dust, is powdering in upstairs rooms, by fireside lanterns of vinegar and gin, desiccate widowhood, mealing itself in air. The other, besmattered and freaked with decay, her face, raised by sunlight to purest whitewash, turns towards her mantelpiece of household gods. A silvery plate, pewter candlesticks, and Hellenic vase, its heroic scene a spear in the fist, muscular and poised to strike. Candles, a portrait of a lady in high collars, jet beads far away in the eye. V's hands are clasped as if she is trying not to touch them. Her elbow rests lightly. There can be only one priestess at the altar of the fair husband. Her prayerful look is excised en toto, clean from the ears. Tom and Polly and Peter, the dog and cat, invigilate the changing of the shift. V crumbles, inverts, wanders the streets in black shirt, repeating the childhood question up to Stoke Newington. It's raining, it's pouring, and all the king's horses, and all in my lady's chamber, and couldn't get up in the morning. Oh, 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 all the king's men in Lancashire, in Hampstead, in Compiègne Gardens, ringing me thin and ransacking the house, tedium deus, protracted life, ringing me thin, bring me gin by the fire on the lawn of Ottoline's garden. A letter dated 14 September 1939 from TSE in London on Criterion letterhead to Richard Jennings. Your letter arrived timely to cheer me up. I have been plunged in dust, going through and destroying old papers which ought to have been destroyed years ago, turning up unanswered letters from people who are dead. A photograph of a man who has been in an insane asylum for years, and such cemetery matter.